Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are around this big, beautiful, bold world. We appreciate you. The best people I know, that is definitely you. Best listeners, best guest. Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe we have Bonnie Marcus today. She is unbelievable. All you business owners, you are at the end of the show going to know how to self-promote yourself with class, taste, value, and purpose. Bonnie Marcus is absolutely phenomenal. She's not in Forbes 100 top business execs in coaching for nothing. So I am so honored to have her as a guest to share her shine with you today, because this is going to change your business. Well, before I read her bio and bring her on, I wanted to remind you that you can get updates, worry-free updates, in fact, if you go to BTR and you just go ahead and hit the favorite. I think it's the favorite button, and then you get the worry-free updates. Or you can go to my website. My website is greenskyandbluegrass.com, greenskyandbluegrass.com. And then on the right-hand side, you'll see a nice green box, and it's the monthly motivation newsletter. You sign up there, and then I'll give you, a matter of fact, it'll be out in a couple days, and that'll give you a listing for the full month of who's coming on. And that's always really nice to have. You can print it out, post it in your refrigerator, make sure you take your mind vitamins with your regular vitamins, and then you will feed your whole soul. So, wow, Bonnie Marcus. Okay, first of all, she's got like a master's in education. She's a certified executive coach. That's a CEC. She's a professional speaker. She's founder and principal of Woman Success Coaching. She assists professional women, and we'll allow the guys on today too, that's okay, to understand their unique value proposition and how to best communicate their value to others in order to advance their careers and build their businesses. She has over 20 years of sales and management experience. She has an extensive business background, including being CEO of Service Master Company and VP of Sales at Medical Staffing Network and two other national companies in the healthcare and software industries. She's held executive positions in startup companies and Fortune 500 companies. Bonnie's weekly blog and newsletter offers business tips to professional women, and you have to sign up for that. It is the best newsletter. I love it, and I know you will too. Her articles have been published in Forbes Woman, Woman Entrepreneur, Central Valley Business Times, just to name a few, because she's all over the place. Is very high in demand. She's had numerous radio shows, television appearances, and Forbes.com has honored Woman Success Coaching last year in 2010. This is not easy to achieve, as one of the top 100 websites for professional women. And this is what they said about her website: Woman's Success Coaching weighs on the many building blocks of empowering women in business, from assertive communication to self-promotion to sensitivity training. That is fabulous. Bonnie is a contributing writer for Forbes Woman as well, and her Forbes blog is Head Over Heels. So you can also Google that and find her there. Bonnie is well known for her stimulating and informative keynotes and in innovation workshops. This year, she has presented at, wait to hear this lineup, Massachusetts Conference for Women, okay, Harvard Business School, hello, that is unbelievable, New York University, and MIT, and that's just a few, It is my privilege and pleasure to introduce everybody to Bonnie, the one and only Bonnie Marcus. Hi, Bonnie. How are you today?
I'm great. Boy, what an intro.
I need to
hire you to do my PR. That's fabulous. And
hey,
I just want to say, Deb, that, you know, it's really a pleasure to be on your show. You've done such a great job with the show in a relatively small, you know, short amount of time. So kudos to you.
Oh, big love hugs through the airwaves. I'm telling you, that's so kind. You know, I feel bad. I wonder if everybody else enjoys the show as much as me, because I get up in the morning and I'm like, yay, I get to have Bonnie Marcus on today. I'm so excited. But, you know, I really am excited. The show will be 1 year in September, so we're not even 1 year out. And, you know, we have, I think, over 18,000 listeners now. And
that's
we've been
fabulous.
Rated. Isn't that great?
Fabulous. And I know from my own experience, it's not easy to do, and you bring so much energy and passion into it. It's, you know, you're going to be wildly successful.
Oh, well, more love hugs, more love sprinkles, as I like to call them. You are so great. And I tell you, it's only because you know why? Because the listeners share the show. They're always out there. They're the ones that make it happen. And if it wasn't for the listeners, we wouldn't have great guests like you. So we definitely all help each other, and it becomes a win-win and more win than that. In today's show, I know people are going to just be blown away, because you have, and just for everybody listening, whether you're live or on replay, I was talking to Bonnie before the show started, and one of the things that I love are, you know, my personal experience. I just love reading everything that Bonnie has to share, because not only does she get at the problem in a practical sense, but she really gets at the root of it. She's like a business coach, a therapist, you know, a practical how-to guide. You're just so many things all in one. And I think what listeners will really enjoy if we start out this way, Bonnie, is because I believe that, you know, that old saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. I think people are going to really identify with you as a real human being, not just a pretty face, not just all this, you know, all these kudos, MIT and Harvard and all these things that you've won with Forbes. I think that's all great. But if they know your story, how you got to where you are, and some of your experience, I think that they'll be able to relate to you in a more honest way. So I was hoping you could just share a little bit about, you know, who you are and how you got to where you are right now with your coaching business.
Ah, well, it's kind of been an interesting journey. I never really intended to get into business at all. As you said earlier, I have a master's degree in education, and that was my focus. And I found myself single, divorced, with two little kids, and wanted to really find a 9-to-5 job. And I didn't want to teach. So what I did was I looked around, I looked in the paper, and I found an ad for medical practice was looking for a secretary. I went in, I interviewed, they said, no, you're going to get bored, whatever. But they did call me back a couple weeks later, and they said, we have a joint venture with a healthcare management company to set up a cardiac rehab center with 30 physicians. And we're looking for an administrator for that center. Would you like to interview for that? And I was like, wow, yes. And then I said to myself, oh, my God, I'm not qualified for this. Holy crow. You know,
love it.
My
bright.
My resume was like, you know, education. Oh, and here's the thing. I was teaching aerobics at the time. Okay. So I go in, and I knew I couldn't focus on my business experience because I didn't have any. And I really started to talk about how I aligned myself with their company mission, cardiac rehab. Somehow managed to convince them that aerobics was connected to cardiac rehab and that this was a passion of mine. And I also told a very personal story. My father had a heart attack when he was in his 50s. We completely changed our lifestyle to really, you know, support his ongoing health and recovery. So they bought it, and they hired me and really trained me. I really, you know, I tell this story a lot. I did not know how to balance my checkbook at the time. I just said, oh, close enough, you know. I really wasn't business oriented at all, but they taught me a lot. And within a year and a half, I was managing 11 centers for that cardiac rehab center, and that really catapulted my career in business. And from there, I went into home care, then I went into staffing, I went into healthcare technology, and basically, you know, worked my way up the ladder to CEO of one of the service master companies in healthcare arena. You know, just through a lot of personal reasons, I ended up moving to an island, Martha's Vineyard. You know, I'm not going to go into all the reasons behind how that happened, because that's a whole other story. But I decided trying to commute from there was ridiculous to be VP of Sales for Medical Staffing Network. So what I did was, I went back to school in coaching and then got my certificate and started my own business. And, you know, I love it. So I have been an executive coach since then and very passionate about helping women. I do coach men as well, but helping women to advance their careers.
You know, your story, there's just so much. I mean, that's a book in and of itself, the lessons in your real life story. And I think for the listeners, what I hope that you're hearing here, because to me, it's really important and powerful. Bonnie had made plans, and then her life went in a totally different direction. The old, you know, make plans, you'll make God laugh. You weren't expecting to do what you're doing, yet you're wildly successful in it, but you were open. You were passionate. You had a personal story. You connected with the people in the job, you know, in a very humble boldness for that job, that first one that you shared with us. But you went ahead and you connected aerobics. You connected with what you had. You connected the personal experience in your life, your own dad's experience with the cardiac rehab job. And then you came from a place of service. You were creative. You continued to learn and you were enthusiastic. And I think that for anybody listening right now, that is such a great message. You know, to be stepping into your greatness. There's so much in your story that's a testimony for how we can all do that. And really, you know, thinking outside of the box is just fantastic and very refreshing. Absolutely.
And
I
think
it.
We always need to be open to opportunities that present themselves. And though I am the first one who said you should have a strategy, you should be intentional about your career, that doesn't mean that you know, you don't recognize opportunities when they show up and evaluate them and say, what are the pros and cons with going in this direction, and I'm feeling the energy here and maybe pursuing it, because that's basically what happened with my career. It worked out well so far.
And it's still going and growing. You know, the title of the show, for people that have tuned in, it's all about how to be successful in self-promoting you and your business. And it's important. The world needs you. You have a message. You have a gift. You have a talent. And just because it's commonplace to you every day doesn't mean that somebody else isn't, you know, dying to meet you, just needs you to get to their next level. So it's really the most unselfish thing you can do to self-promote effectively and properly. So why don't you tell people what it is that holds, what are the things that block people from self-promoting effectively, and then we can talk about how to remove those weeds in the garden of our life. And then we can really get into all the tips and tools that you have for us, and then the resources for following up with you. How does that sound?
That sounds good, and you're so poetic. We'll pull out the weeds in the garden of our... Love it, love it. And we'll be organic about it. We won't use any chemicals.
Yeah, that's right. We're a little green. We're a green theme today too. You know, it's we gotta keep everybody. You know, we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing for the right reason. Okay. So yeah. So let's do that, because I think sometimes if you know what it is you shouldn't be doing, and then you know what you should be doing, it helps to make the whole, it makes that garden so much more colorful.
Well, here's what I've discovered in working with my clients, and also when I speak in front of audiences or do workshops, I find that most people do not have a really strong connection to their value and their talent. They don't. Even so, you know, if they're doing a cover letter or they're doing a resume, they put down the same old, oh, I'm hardworking, you know, I'm energetic. You know, they use kind of these overused adjectives, right? But they don't really take the time to dig deep and say, what is unique about me? What do I really bring to the table? And so that's the first step. That's the homework that you need to do in order to promote yourself authentically. And the key word there, I guess, is authentically. Because, first of all, people can see through you when you're not authentic, but it's really not effective. You know, if you say, you know, you're just grabbing some adjectives because you think those will work well, and they don't really get to the core of what, you know, you offer and what you can bring to the table, then you're not really getting anywhere. So the first step is really in self-promotion, it's connecting to that value, and that is one of the main things that I think holds people back at the same time, so I'm going to give you kind of both at the same time, is that people don't really know. They don't understand what value they have. And
wow.
If you don't understand it yourself, how can you possibly talk about it or communicate it to other people? You authentically, you can't, right? People
Absolutely.
Don't buy it because you don't believe in yourself. You haven't made that connection to, wow, this is what I do, and this is what I do really well. So, yeah, I could talk about this. You know, and then self-promotion actually becomes easier. When you have that strong connection and that belief in your value, it's much easier to talk about it, and even in a casual way, because you're not doing it, and you're not coming from a phony place.
Yeah,
so,
and you know, and one of the other things that I just wanted to add into that I notice in your writings when I read your blog, you know, your blog or in your newsletter, you always look at it from a place of service. What am I doing to help somebody else get what they want? So in that sense, self-promotion doesn't become a bad word of, okay, I'm just in the all about me show mode. I'm in the all about, you know, me and you and us and all of that. But if we don't know what that value is that we're going to help somebody else with to achieve what they want, it really does, you know, get us stuck in a place that, you know, I think it is the first step, as you said. You know, we have to do that work right up front or we can't get to the next step.
Right. And there are a number of tips that I can certainly give your audience about how to connect with your value, because that's really the core. That's really important. You need to believe in yourself. You need to understand what you bring to the table first. Then I find the next thing that the next step in self-promotion is really connecting the dots for other people. So, like you said, it's how does it benefit them? What you do, how does it benefit them? Because, you know, people want to know what's in it for them. You go into a job interview or you're at a performance review with your boss, it's much more effective to say that this is what you bring to the table and connect it to how they are incentivized or what motivates them or what drives them. And a lot of people don't do that. They'll just say, oh, I'm a good team leader, or, oh, I'm, you know, I'm really very analytical. Well, how does that actually help the organization that you work for? How does it help your clients in your business? So we assume, do you know what I mean? We assume that people get it if we say, wow, what I am is I'm really analytical. Well, okay, so what does that mean for me? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and what, can you give an example of maybe a before and after statement for somebody listening? You know, like you said, you know, I'm analytical. So what would that, if, you know, we transferred that around to a job or something, it would look like or sound like?
What you need to do is tie it somehow to a business result. So if you are, if that's one of your strengths, that you're very analytical, then you could say, what I bring to the table is that I'm very analytical. It's kind of hard to do that one, I think. And how that helps your organization is my deep analysis will help you to strengthen your bottom line because I can look at your statistics or I can look at the business results and do X, Y, and Z.
Mm. And, you know, one of the other things that I think that you're bringing up, you know, because I know I want to get to more of these steps and practical applications again for listeners, but I think it's really important. What you're telling us to do is really understanding and doing our homework first for who it is we are going to serve. So if you're a business coach, if you're going to go ahead and speak at Harvard, I suspect what you're saying you do is you look and say, okay, what's the mission statement for this meeting? Who's my audience? What are they doing? What do they want? What's their goals? What's their obstacles? What are their needs? So it's almost as if, and I had Kathleen Gage on a week or so ago, and she's wildly successful in marketing, and I mean, she's just amazing, but one of the things that she always talks about doing, and I'm hearing it from you as well, great minds think alike, is almost surveying your niche market, surveying the people that you want to serve, and really understanding what they need and then making sure in an honest way that you have it. You have that talent and skill set to deliver them, to help them get their bottom line.
That's it, exactly. You know, you need to have a well-defined target audience. You need to know what that is. And I know when I first started coaching and I was told, oh, you know, you need to create a niche. And I was like, oh, I want to coach everybody, you know, very enthusiastic. But really, I think there's a fear in narrowing in your niche and your target audience. But when you do that, it's much easier for people to connect to you. So, for instance, I can say that I'm an executive coach. I mean, people say, well, what do you do? Oh, I'm an executive coach. You know, so what? So what do you do? Well, you know, I help professional women promote themselves. Okay. So why does that apply to me? Well, it may or may not. But if you have difficulty, if you own, say you own a business and you really have difficulty attracting clients, or building your customer base, you have difficulty creating those kind of elevator pitches to use at networking events, et cetera, you know, it could be that you don't understand your value and you don't understand how to communicate it effectively, and that's what I do. So it's, you know, it's digging deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. You start off with saying, perhaps in this example, you're a coach. Okay, well, you specialize in what? Well, you specialize maybe in self-promotion. Well, who's your audience? Well, it's professional women. And what can you do for them? Well, for professional women, I do this, this, and this to help them with this problem. So it's in order to do that, you first have to understand, as I said before, what your value is, who your target audience is, and then how best to connect with them based on what you know about them.
Mm. So, you know, the next step along, well, one of the things that you're talking about, value, having to know your value, but really one of the obstacles of why somebody listening might not be as successful in self-promotion is they're not really, really down to a fine niche and getting that elevator statement, as you called it. So it seems sort of counterintuitive that, you know, well, I don't want to limit myself, but what you're really saying is to be successful in your promotion of yourself and your business, you really have to get niche specific. And for somebody that doesn't really know what their real niche is, they might be in the geographical location, they might be in the right, you know, just to use a metaphor, you might be on the right, in the right state but not in the right city. You know, you have to get more specific to be more successful. How do you help women do that? How do you help somebody do that?
Well, some of it goes back to the first step, which is what are your strengths and what's your talent and what's your experience? Because when I think about that, I was thinking about it as you were asking that question. It's like, well, how did I focus on self-promotion? Well, you know, I have a background in sales, you know, and I've been successful in building client relationships, and obviously in promoting myself through the years. And so I started to recognize that is something that I do well. Mm-hmm. And once I established that, in other words, if I went through that exercise myself, then I could say, wow, well, I've also noticed in my own corporate experience, in my own business experience, that women, you know, don't do this really well. And we can get into why that happens, but we don't really do that so well. Men are a lot better at it, let's face it.
So then I said
that's a great niche. So
yeah.
It starts with what's your experience, what you bring to the table, and what you can offer others in a credible way.
So let's, you know, and thank you for that, because I really do think that women don't promote themselves as easily or as comfortably maybe as men. Can you talk about the differences between men and women in self-promotion and some of the things that we can do to get past that glass ceiling that maybe some of us believe exists? But, you know, why don't women, a lot of women, I shouldn't say all, promote themselves as successfully or as boldly as men?
You know, there have been a lot of studies on this, and there's a lot of back and forth. And some of it may be, in fact, generational to some degree. But I think that all females have difficulty promoting themselves. The reasons that they have difficulty promoting themselves may be just a little bit different. But females in general hear very different messages than males when they're growing up. And we start to internalize these messages that we really shouldn't brag, we need to be more humble, and we don't assert ourselves to take credit for our accomplishments and successes the way boys do. You know, they hear different messages: to get ahead, you got to push yourself, you got to, you know, take credit, all these things. And for whatever reason, this really gets stored in our subconscious. And when we go to promote ourselves, we don't feel good about it. We don't feel comfortable. So what happens is either we don't do it at all because, oh, no, I can't really say I'm really good at this and people should hire me. You know, or we do it, but we just can't do it 100%. So it doesn't come across as being very effective because we think, well, if I really talk about what I can bring to the table, people aren't going to like me. That's really what it boils down to. If I talk about myself in a positive way, people aren't going to like me. And there's a real fear and a real blockage there. And what happens is we either go into this silent mode or we go into kind of a self-promotion mode that isn't very effective because we don't do it with any kind of passion and energy. We're really afraid of being said, oh, you know, you're bragging, you're too much. And because I've done a lot of talks at colleges and universities this year, and people will say to me, oh, you know, that's a generational thing, that's, you know, that's baby boomer thing, and, you know, it's not, it is baby boomer thing, and it's also Gen Y, and it's also Gen X. I've had 20-year-old say to me, I don't know how to do this. I don't feel good about it. So maybe they didn't get quite the same messages the baby boomers did when they were growing up, but they still have the same hesitancy to put themselves out there.
You know, and I'm just fascinated by the research that you brought in because I, you know, well, you're a science person. I'm a science person. I'm telling you, it's always the biology major in me that comes out when it comes to statistics because I love that credibility. I love that aha moment that's like, wow, you know, I was feeling that this is why this was happening. And now there's a study that somebody did that talks about these differences and, you know, oh, I'm not crazy. It's really out there. It really is happening. For some reason, that I find that very empowering and liberating, and it really helps me to get unstuck when I can see these studies. And you're really good about keeping up with all that. And I love how you're talking about the, because I notice you really are out there, it seems, constantly talking somewhere. And, you know, if Harvard needs this message, MIT, colleges, all different ages, obviously, you know, there's a reason why you're being invited to all these places again and again, because what you are teaching people and what you're bringing to them to be aware of is making a difference so that they can be all they were created to be and help other people shine in their brightness as well. So let's just talk a little bit about some of your success stories, I think the before and after, so that somebody listening, you know, you can give them some practical tips to how to embrace a positive self, a self-promotion.
Well, I just want to add one thing when we were talking about barriers, because there are basically, very basically, two different types of barriers that women face around self-promotion. We just talked about the ones that are self-imposed, kind of internal, all the stuff, the baggage that we bring, mm-hmm. you know, that internal chatter, you know, as a coach. So you hear that like, don't say that.
We all have it.
People aren't going to like you, da, 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 da. Okay, so there's all that. But then there is the glass ceiling. There, you know, the fact is that there is not gender equality in corporate America right now, that women only hold 18% of the top leadership and corporate board positions in the U.S. right now. We're way behind a lot of countries, other countries in the world. And these barriers can be really subtle. And it's important to learn how to navigate and really understand what those barriers are. And speaking of studies, there was a study done by McKinsey in 2010, just last year, and they asked female executives, top female executives across all different industries, male and females, what they felt were the greatest barriers to women reaching the very top, the C-suite. And 38% of the women who had reached the top said that they thought that it was women's own hesitancy to promote themselves.
Wow. What about our worst enemy? That's
so that what they're saying to me is, oh, my God, you know, this is really disappointing, but you can actually control this. You can actually take control of your career, learn how to promote yourself better, and, you know, you can climb the corporate ladder if that's what you want. You know, I just get very upset when I hear people use that kind of glass, you know, ceiling as an excuse. You know what I mean? Because I think you can look at that and say, this is also very empowering. You know, I can take control of my own career and go where I want. So, you know, I just wanted to throw that in because I think that we hold ourselves back in many ways. But also, there are barriers in corporate America now as well, where men are being sponsored, for instance, and women are being mentored. There was a Catalyst study that was done in 2010 as well. Women are being mentored to death, they said, and men are being actually pulled up the ladder by top male leaders who say, wow, he's got potential, I'm going to pull him up the ladder. So there's all kinds of stuff that goes on.
Wow. I know. And that's why I want to make sure that everybody knows your website. It is top 100 for Forbes, and it's a great resource, and I love it. And you have super videos and all sorts of things. Can you just share again where you want people to go to be able to get to your website and sign up for your newsletter?
It's womenssuccesscoaching.com. And there's also a free 7-day boot camp on promoting yourself to advance your career. They're both, the sign up for the newsletter and the free boot camp are on the homepage.
Yeah, and you know, I think for anybody that really, I love the testimonials, and if you go to the testimonial page, you'll see some really phenomenal women who have some phenomenal things to say about, you know, Bonnie and her coaching and being able to identify those things to move us all, you know, into that place where we feel good about our value, we feel good about our niche, and we know how to communicate that effectively to have somebody else who we are you know, wanting to work with and know that we can help to be able to make it a win-win. And I think that, you know, really being able to identify those things is phenomenal. But I love how you talk about the studies in a sense that it empowers. I mean, just listening to you, I can feel the energy, I can feel the excitement. And, you know, if we are aware of something, then we can take an action. And I think that that's what you do, is you really bring an awareness to these things. You are labeling things. You're defining things so that they don't have the power over us. And then we can feel empowered, you know, to go ahead and say, okay, now that I know this, what can I do about it? So what are some of the things that maybe – did you want to go to that next part, or did you have some more things
sure,
to say about
the obstacles?
Sure.
You know, I'd like to talk for a minute about our relationship to success, because I think that's part of the barriers that we create. And this is true of both genders. We tend to be more connected to our failures than our successes.
Oh, say that again. I think that that's really, I find that to be so true. Isn't that amazing?
It is. And I don't know why, but we are. So people will say to me, huh? And I'll say, okay, you're in the car or you're on the subway and you're coming home from work and you're doing a recap, right, of what went on during the day. What really are you noodling over? You know, is it, oh, I should have said this. I didn't get that report in quite right. I just, you know, I lost that client. We beat ourselves up over the failure. So I'd like to ask your listeners, how many of you actually do a recap of the day and say, wow, was I great in that meeting? Good for me. You know, I really brought in that new client. And, you know, we don't.
You know, I have to stop you because I'm looking at all these. There's a ton of guests in the chat room, and if you have something that you want to share with Bonnie, give us a call. Call in. She'd love to speak with you, or if you have a specific situation, 347-637-1318, and she will do a little coach on call there for you. Because it is true. Why do we associate with our failures more than our successes? It's like, let's just stop that. That is
we need to. Here's a tip, and I recommend this for everybody. You know, a lot of us do journaling, and we do gratitude journals. And okay, this journal is going to be totally different. This journal is going to be called Your Success Journal. So at the end of every day or the beginning of the next day, whatever, you make an entry of all the things that went right. What are you most proud of? What did you accomplish that day? And it could be anything. It could be, my God, I got home from work on time. I took my son to soccer. I got dinner on the table. I managed to do all that. It doesn't have to be a $5 million deal. But what did you do successfully that day? And at the end of the week, look at all your entries and say, wow, okay, what does that say about me? And begin to develop this kind of connection to your successes and your value. What does that say about you? Well, you know, if you take the soccer mom kind of thing, it says that, you know, you're really a dedicated mom. You have great time management skills. You were able to do all this, and you're very productive. I mean, whatever. But the thing is, when you're focusing on your successes for the purpose of this journal, you're going to train your brain to focus more on your successes, and that is going to help you to dismiss, you know, not noodle over all the failures and focus on that, but on really what you bring to the table. And you know, Deb, because you read my stuff, it's all about that belief in yourself and your self-esteem, and the Success Journal helps you get there.
And, you know, that's something. So for everybody listening, this is what we have to do, and then we'll email Bonnie after and let her know so that we can keep it going. And she has a great Facebook page. She has all sorts of resources on her website. That's why it's one of the top 100 for Forbes. So there's lots of places to keep these mind vitamins going. But isn't that wonderful, making a success journal every day, the things we're doing right, and then being able to say at the end of the week, looking over it, what does that say about me? What does that say about my value? And I love in the example you gave, well, you know, I'm dedicated, I'm on time, responsible, enthusiastic, all these things, the self-discovery of we don't need the Discovery Channel. We are a Discovery Channel. And how exciting
well,
is that?
Well, that's the thing is, we don't tune into ourselves. You know,
yeah.
We need to do more tuning into ourselves and what our value is. I just want to say you can use the Success Journal in business. It works really well. So, you know, if you are working for a corporation or an organization, you know, you have performance reviews every year. If you keep track of all the things that you have accomplished that year, you are so well prepared for your performance review. You're going to walk in and your boss is going to be like, whoa, you know, because you've got the data. You've got the data for the promotion. You've got the data for the raise. You've got the data to support your great performance review. You know, you can use this in a lot of different ways, not just to boost your self-esteem.
But, you know, I think that it gets back to that statement that you made, very powerful for me. We associate more, I think all of us do this to one degree or another. Why do we associate more responsibility for the failures than the successes? And if I don't see well, if my vision is not 20/20, I go to the eye doctor, he makes an assessment, and I get a pair of glasses, right, so that I can see clearly. And I really feel what you're doing is correcting that stinking thinking vision by this particular exercise that you've given us all here today, and you have many, many more. And when everybody goes to your website to sign up for it, they're going to get those things that I learn and enjoy from your newsletter and your blog. But, you know, this is about correcting the vision. And there's no shame in saying we need a little help. And I forever think of all of those cardiac surgeons that I worked with. You know, I mean, Larry Cohn was one of the best valve surgeons in the world at Brigham and Women's Hospital, and how many times did I observe surgery with him and see his artwork in surgery? But you know what? When he needed to have his valve replaced, he had to have somebody else do the surgery on him. As good as he was, he had to have somebody else work on him. And that's the way we are today with what you're telling us and teaching us in self-promotion. You know, we've got to get out of our own way. We've got to look at our value. We've got to find our niche. We have to feel good about that elevator statement. We've got to, you know, make a list of our successes. We've got to associate with those things that we do that are great. And then we have to get out there and share it in a very classy way that really has that feature benefit statement in there for the other person coming from that place of service. And, you know, I just love what you're about. I love the way you do it.
Sometimes people say to me, well, what about my weaknesses? And I'll look at them and I'll say, yeah, what about your weaknesses? I mean, you're promoting yourself, okay? You're talking about your strengths. You're talking about your talent. You're not talking about your weaknesses. You know, there are times when you do discuss your weaknesses. And maybe it is at your performance review, or maybe it's with your coach, you know? And you can put a plan together to help you really... you know, work on those, get resources on those particular weaknesses. But when you're promoting yourself, you're not focusing on your weaknesses. It's like doing the failure success thing.
So this, you know, you got to do the right thing at the right time. I mean, you know, really that gets to being prudent, right? I mean, there's a certain time and place to say certain things. And I think that's another one of the coaching skills that you have that helps people to be so successful as well. Before we run out of time, let's go to some of the other things that you want to share with listeners on the practical tips. And then, you know, they can always go to your blog and get more one-on-one with you or listen to one of your events. But there's so many other things that I know you want to share. So let's move on to the next part that you want to make sure listeners get.
Well, I do have some exercises that they can do to help connect with their value. And I do this a lot in workshops. And that is, first of all, to list 3 to 5 of your strengths, what you really feel differentiates you. And very often people say, well, I could say anything about myself, right? So, yeah, you do want to validate it. If, you know, it's a coworker or family or friend, it doesn't hurt to ask, well, what do you think my strengths are? Because sometimes you're blown away by the way other people see you. You don't see yourself that way. But the next step is, how have these strengths helped you in either your past positions or your current position? So now you're really validating that this is something that has worked for you. You know, to get back to the analytical example we gave earlier. So if you want to say that you're analytical and that's one of your strengths, well, think about what you're doing now, how that's helping you in your current job or in your current company, and how it's helped you before. Is that really a strength? Is that, you know, is that moving you forward? Is that something that you can then promote yourself around? And then I like to say, well, you know, list 3 to 5 of some of your recent accomplishments. And again, this is similar to the success journal because the next part of that exercise is, well, what do these accomplishments say about you? So you go through this exercise and you really take some time to think through your answers. And what you do is you come up with some adjectives or a major descriptor for yourself that's different. So when you're using your resume or you're putting something at the top of your resume, however you're using your descriptor, people will say, oh, wow. So, for instance, my major descriptor is a woman of influence. And that's something that I got from doing this exercise and saying, you know, what are you all about? Once you have your descriptor, then you begin to live it. You know, okay, so if I'm a woman of influence, how am I going to behave in this meeting? If I'm a woman of influence, how is that going to affect my behavior at a networking event? So you begin to live it. It's, you know, it's almost like your personal brand, but it's your personal brand with steroids, I like to say.
I love that.
And then it's easier to communicate it, to weave it very casually into conversation. And you wouldn't necessarily use the exact words, but now it's the essence. It's the core of who you are. You're connected with it. And when you say it, and I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, when I say, wow, I'm a woman of influence, I get, you know, energized by it. That's when you know you've hit it. That's when you know that's really what you're all about. And that's the way you begin to live your personal brand, to begin to promote yourself authentically.
You know, and the other, you know, just really just tying that for somebody listening who's a Twitter person, I just am fascinated by the lists that people put me on, and I wouldn't think that I go there, but obviously somebody else sees me that way. If you want to know, how, is it one of the ways, as Bonnie was talking about, you know, how do people see you, your talents in doing the journaling, exercising? I mean, you know, if you're on Twitter, go to Twitter and look on your profile page the list that people put you on and how they're seeing you.
Good.
You might be surprised how you see yourself and how somebody else sees yourself that you never thought about it. But then all of a sudden that aha moment, you know, and that really helps. But it's like anything else. If you're taking your map out to go on a destination, you want to get somewhere, you want to achieve a goal, you have to look at where you are on the map first to know where you want to go. You don't say, oh, I want to go to California and start on the map there. No, you say, geez, I'm in Boston. So I've got to put that as my point A before I can ever think about creating point B. And so much of what you're teaching us today about self-promotion really is having a great relationship with yourself and really knowing who you are in all of these exercises to help us towards that end. And then naturally we're going to get into that great discovery and energy. And I think it's important what you said about hearing the energy in your voice. If you're not, I think it was Brian Tracy that Keith Keller was talking about this social media for in Australia. He was on the other day, and you know, if you don't want to be in the top 10%, if you don't want to be excited about what you do, then you're doing the wrong thing. So, you know, really don't beat yourself up. Be who you are, but know who that is. And in that. Yeah, you have to. And if you're excited about something and you're passionate about something, then that's a sign that that's something you should be doing. And if it drags you down and it depresses you, then don't do that. That's not what you're good at. Just, you know, stay away from that. But I want to make sure people understand, not only when they go to your website are they going to get that great free gift, but you also have a 7-day boot camp email series. And I'm encouraging everyone to go ahead and don't just take Bonnie's Mind Vitamin, okay, for successful promotion for today and let it go. You have to feed it. You have to get some Miracle-Gro on that great garden to make it lush and beautiful, and you're worth it. So sign up for that 7-day boot camp, and when you get that email, it's going to keep you in this excited feeling that I know you're experiencing as I am, and getting excited about who you are and what you're going to offer the world, and how to, if you're doing a good job, do a great job. If you're doing a great job, do a phenomenal job. If you're phenomenal, get uber phenomenal. You know, you can always be better at being yourself, and there's nobody else that's going to do that better than you. But Bonnie has the skills and the experience to take you to that next level. And if you get that 7-day email boot camp, it's like a worry-free update. It's going to come to your inbox. You're not going to have to worry about, I'm just sharing with this because I know what it's done for me. I believe in Bonnie's message, and I know that she can help you because she's helped me too. Okay, so in the last few minutes that we have, what are some of the other practical things that we can do to be successful at self-promotion?
Let's see. The daily, we talked about the daily journal. We talked about being connected. The other thing that I encourage people to do is make a strategic plan and figure out who you know and who you need to know to move your business or your career forward.
Very important.
And I call it the web of influence, and you could call it strategic networking. You could label it whatever you want. But there are people in your network now who not only have the ability to open up doors for you, but can also connect you to people who can potentially move your career forward. So I like to say that the web of influence is, it could be decision makers, influencers, or connectors, you know, people who can introduce you to others. That's what strategic networking is really all about. And I think, you know, in this day and age, everybody is so busy. I mean, we're just slammed every day with emails and tweets and, you know, all kinds of social media updates. It's really hard to keep up with it. But the point is that people don't really have the time to go out of their way and notice you. So that puts the ball in your court. If you want to promote yourself really well, you need to put yourself out there and think about the best way to do that through networking and being connected to the right people. And very often says, oh, well, that's really kind of selfish, isn't it? Well, I guess you could say anything is selfish if you look at it that way. But you can always offer, you know, if I said to somebody, you know, I'd really like to meet Deb Scott. I think it would be so great if I could be on a radio show. Could you make that introduction? And people, somebody, and most people are more than happy to do it. But if it makes you feel better, just say, what can I do for you? Is there someone that I know that, you know, let's talk about maybe me opening some doors for you. So if that makes you feel better, you can do that too. But I think, and Deb, I think you'd agree, most people are very willing to make these introductions and do this for you.
You know, I just love what you're saying, and I think that we are really ending the show on a super high note with incredible value, because I really do think connecting and that networking, I think that is so key. And you're right, most people, you know, are super excited to share what they know to help somebody else, at least, you know, the non-sociopathic people. But,
right,
you know,
but we're afraid to ask. We
right,
are afraid
you know
to
what?
Ask.
Exactly, afraid to ask. And, you know, this is what I love about how you do what you do, because I've seen it. You know, well, and how can I help you? Well, sure, you know, you always have a sense of humor and you're always light, but you always end with, you know, and how can I help you? And is there something else that I can do for you? And how would that be? You know, it's like when I leave a message and it's a person that's taking the message, I always ask, okay, you know what? I just want to make sure that I got the message clear. Could you read it back to me so I can hear what it sounds like? And, you know, that serves a lot of purposes, but sometimes we don't always, you know, hear it properly either. So it's good to hear what it is that you're saying and saying it back and asking from a place of service, what can I do for you? And I love that whole connector thing. And if it's somebody that's really rude and obnoxious, then you just learn something that you need to know.
Right.
Don't connect with them, because there are some people that are not all that they say they are. And we need to be aware of that too, correct?
Yeah, but what have you lost for asking? I mean, really.
Exactly. So get out there and ask and connect. And how do you decide who it is that you wanna connect with or you should connect with? Is there something that you want to share with listeners for where they might begin with that?
Well, it depends on what your goal is. So whether it's a short-term goal or a long-term goal, you know, where do you want to go? Where do you want to take your business? Where do you see your business going? Or where do you see your career going? And maybe it's, you know, the next step up the ladder in your career. Or maybe it's, you know, in 5 years I want to be, you know, VP of sales. Whatever it is. Once you define that goal, then you say to yourself, okay, now what is my strategy? What is the best way for me to get visible and credible? And there are a number of ways to do that. If you sign up for the boot camp, you can certainly, I forget what day it is, but I certainly offer some suggestions in how to become a subject matter expert. But there are a number of ways that you can build on that strategy and say, okay, now who's the best person to be in front of? You know, who do I know? Now that I have taken the step to understand what I bring to the table, what my value is, and I know that I am this, this, and this, okay, what are the best ways for me to communicate that to this particular person? How do I stay in front of this person? Maybe it's taking on a special project, or in the entrepreneurial world, maybe it's, you know, finding out how you can get introduced to a particular person. or what networking event they're going to that you can go to. Or sometimes it's even a cold call, you know?
And it's a surprise. Life is one big exciting surprise. I'm hearing the little BTR lady telling us that we're out of time, and I actually extended the show.
I could talk for a long time on this subject.
I hope, will you come back? Will you come back and share more of your shine? Because you're such a bright, bold star in the sky. We have to have you
come back on, Deb,
and share more shine. I just want to also let people know, if you had been signing up for Bonnie's newsletter, which you're going to all do now, she had a great blog post this week talking about leaving your ego at the door, and it really tied in nicely with self-esteem and self-promotion in the most healthy way. So, you know, Bonnie Marcus is the real deal, and she's not getting invited to Harvard and MIT because she doesn't have something to say. Forbes Woman is not telling you that she's one of the best resource websites because she isn't. You know, Bonnie has a real gift and a talent to share with you, so don't miss the opportunity to connect with her. Tell us that website again, please, Bonnie.
WomenSuccessCoaching.com.
Oh, well, I just loved having you on. I'm so sad that we're out of time, but you're going to come
back.
I
have you.
Wasn't that fun? I learned so much, and you're just the gift that keeps on giving. And I just want to thank all the listeners, whether you're regular, whether you're new. You can replay this on your mobile device. You can download it on iTunes for free. Keep the show going and growing. Share it with a friend. Thank you, Bonnie, for being so awesome
thank
today.
Thank you, Deb. You are a fabulous host. Thank you so much.
Fabulous guests, fabulous hosts, fabulous listeners. We're just the best people we know.
It's just a fabulous day. Hope everyone has a great holiday weekend.
Okay, go out, make it a great day. And in the words of Oscar Wilde, be
thank
yourself.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio
taken.
Show with your
go
host,
out,
Deb
make it a
Scott.
Fun day.
For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.